Malcolm Jenkins talked to us today about how he basically played more than a half with a concussion. That's a really dangerous thing from everything I can glean.
It's the same thing. We talked to him afterwards about that, that, you know, he has to keep the coaches and the medical staff informed, and his health and safety is the number one priority for us.
Did you feel a need to talk to the players again about the importance of letting you guys know?
I haven't talked to the players yet, but we have time for that. So.
What is your role as it applies to players playing through pain?
I don't have any rules of playing through pain. I defer to our doctors and medical staff on every injury. So.
Are they the ones who decide who is listed as questionable, probable, or doubtful come Friday?
Yeah.
We sought to find out how the symptoms went undetected.
Our doctors and medical staff are talking to him, and they've gone through that and gone through a protocol with him in terms of what has transpired with him. So,
how did Jason Peters look today in practice?
He looked good. He was limited. He didn't go through the full practice, but he looked good in the reps that he took. He took reps in team in all three team periods today, and he looked good.
Any idea if he'll play?
No idea.
Is it a long-term condition, Chip, as far as you know? Is there long-term concern?
Not that I know of, no.
With Jenkins, the league put all this stuff in to try to make sure stuff like this doesn't happen. There's a spotter in the press box, and yet it happened. Is that frustrating?
No, I think, again, the player has to also be able to tell us kind of where he is, too, and there's some responsibility that goes with him. And Malcolm knows, and he feels we've talked about it. I've talked to him. You know, he's heard from his mom. He's heard from his wife. I mean, his long-term health is the most important thing for us, and you know, we'll continue to monitor him as we go and see if he's able to play on Sunday.
What about teammates who, you know, he talked to a couple guys about this during the game? I mean, do they have a responsibility to?
None of the coaches or the medical trainers were aware of anything from that standpoint.
But should teammates tell you guys?
Yeah, we want to make sure we know everybody that has an injury in terms of what's going on, so we can prevent anything from further happening. Yeah.
I know you leave it up to the doctors when it comes to medical stuff, but what's a coaching staff's responsibility as it applies to making sure that players aren't out there?
Well, right when you know there's an injury, you refer them to the doctors, and then the doctors tell you if he can play or can't play.
Well, how do you evaluate Michael Kendrick's season when you look at it as a whole?
I haven't really looked at it as a whole, to be honest with you. So. I mean, he's been injured and missed a couple games. When he's been in there, he's been really good.
Do you factor in the injuries, the fact that he has?
I haven't really evaluated him on it. I mean, it's not the time for us to sit down. We're getting ready to play the Dolphins, so I don't sit there and say, hey, let me think about what Michael's season has been like to date. So it's not a reflective time for us as a staff. It's getting ready to play the Dolphins. When Michael's been healthy and ready to play, he's played well for us. When he was injured, he couldn't play. So
how is he improving? I mean, how did he do over the games in which he did return, though?
He's played well.
In third quarters this year, you're plus 40 in point differential. What's happening at halftime games that's
working? You know, I think our staff does a good job on both sides of the ball of making adjustments, and our players are doing a better job of executing in the third quarters.
Does Nelson look like a lot better this week than he did last week? I know he practiced till last week and everything, but
Yeah, we've seen improvement out of Nelson, but we'll still, again, we have tomorrow's training and Saturday's training before we'll make any determination on him.
What do you think of Byron Maxwell's performance against Dez, particularly at the line of scrimmage at the start of the snap?
We thought Max played a good game on Sunday against Dallas.
What did the Dolphins do at the defense at the slot position? Is it strictly McCain that goes up against the receiver inside?
No, I mean, they do varied things. They play a lot of zone coverage, quarters coverage. They play some matchup bracket. They, you know, it's not just a single one-on-one operation, so they can give you a lot of different looks in terms of what you're going to get over there. So it's not always the nickel. It can be the strong safety. Sometimes bases in the game will be a walked-out linebacker. If they're in quarters coverage, you could get an outside linebacker out there. So you'll see a lot of different looks in the slot.
It seems like Tannehill's played better the last few weeks. Is he doing something different, or is it just what he's doing is finally working better?
We're not watching every game in terms of what an individual player's progressions are. Just kind of taking off what they do on third down, what they do in the red zone, where they do in certain situations. And he's played well as recently. I couldn't tell you why or what the rhyme or reason is, but I know he's played really well, and we have to be aware of not only him in the passing game, but him in the running game also.
You talked about special teams a little bit yesterday. How much of you know, the fact that teams aren't kicking the dinner, or, you know, kicking the ball out of the end zone. How much do you think that has to do with, you know, the reputation last year, and also as far as blocking the punts?
Well, I don't think kicking it out of the end zone has anything to do with any reputation. Just they got a really good kicker, and I think if you have your druthers as a as an operation, if you can kick it out so it's not returned, then you know that's the best thing. So I don't think that has to do with, no matter who you have back there, I think any coach in this league would say, hey, I'd rather have him kick it and we don't have an opportunity for a return or anything to break down from a return standpoint, we'll just take it. And then obviously I don't think it, everybody knows what a good returner Darren is, so you know, I think they knew that before he got here too. I think that's a, it's more about the individual player than it is about the reputation of the team.
Of the cornerbacks, who can swing over to safety if you need it?
Of the cornerbacks, who can swing over to safety?
Yeah, for instance, like either Denzel Wright, C.J. Biggers, Eric Rowe. I'm asking because you have a couple down. You said you were, or you have a couple injured right now, and you need to see about Malcolm. So which corners can slide over?
A lot of them can. Eric Rowe could slide over. E.J. Biggers could slide over. Well, those would be the first two out of the four corners. So.
Have they trained there this week?
What's that?
Have they trained there?
They train there every week. Because they play nickel, so nickel's the same as playing safety.
What does Darren Sproles give you out of the slot? And you know, how's it different than Jordan in there?
How is it different than Jordan in here? I mean, size is different. Matchups are different.
The matchup, yeah.
A part of it is because of our lack of depth at receiver. You know, we've had Nelly down for a couple weeks now. And so we're just trying to get some fresher legs out there. Jordan is playing some outside. You'll see Jordan and Darren in the game at the same time. It's just trying to get our best players on the field.
Well, there's someone like Devontae Parker who is somewhat iffy for the game. How do you prepare for that when there's not much film on it?
We prepare for their plays and what they're going to run scheme-wise. You know, and if there is tape on Devontae, so we'll watch what they have for tape on Devontae. That's all you can prepare for, whatever they've put on film. But there's no other way to look at it. You know, you're not allowed to get practice tape. So,
would you ever consider if Peters wasn't 100% and he played, put him at a different position other than left tackles?
No.
Do you guys do anything in the sports science realm as it applies to concussion prevention to try to stay ahead of the curve in that dynamic as well?
No.
No, you're not going to tell us?
I don't think there's a lot out there right now that, you know, there's people say they drink a certain water and that helps them, but that, I mean, until there's real, I don't think there's anything you can do from, unless you, you're teaching proper tackling techniques and things like that from a technical standpoint to prevent it. When you have a blow like that, that's going to prevent a concussion. So,
Billy kind of took Malcolm off of Cole Beasley during that game to put Biggers on it. That wasn't at all related. There was no question of what was going on.
No.
How do you like Malcolm against Landry? I mean, Landry does a lot of stuff out of the slot, but it seems like he's a bigger guy, so he's not a little different than
Yeah, we're confident if Malcolm can go that he can handle whoever they put out there for him.
And bringing Julian back, but when is that?
Well, Josh Andrews is out this week, so we need a backup center.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.